This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Right, our next guest. Get this. I love some of the words I'm going to use here. Cracked Actors Theatre. Yes, that's the name of the theatre company. And where's my money? Well, that's what I want to know as well. Where is my money? Because that's the name of the show. We are talking to Matthew Walsh. Matthew, are you there?
I'm here, David. Great to hear your voice again, and it's almost like talking face-to-face, isn't it?
Well, sort of is.
Well, it's live anyway.
Yeah, it's live. Well, it's live. That's the best part of it. Now, you're the artistic director at Cracked Actors Theatre. Where did the name come from?
Look, the company's actually been around since 2007. We're an independent theatre company. We started off doing Waiting for Godot back then, and
yes,
just been trying to provide, you know, quality and affordable entertainment for everybody ever since. The name itself came because we're like massive David Bowie fans, and honestly, it came from the David Bowie song "Cracked Actor."
Ah.
It's just something that we aim at and aspire to with all of our artistic pursuits, is to, you know, from both the design and theatrical and a musical point of view, I guess, as well, is to aspire to such greatness.
Yep. And Now, Matthew, for those who don't know you, who the hell are you, and why are you an artistic director? Why would anyone give you a role like that?
I know it's one of those lofty titles. I think I was the founder of Cracked Actors back in 2007, and as I said, since then we've been, you know, producing and co-producing other works. I think the last time I spoke to you was. It was when I was sporting a mustache and doing Gelly, Hitler's niece.
That's right.
Niece.
Yeah. I couldn't believe.
The time before that, I was sorry.
But I couldn't believe you walked in, and I thought to myself, you did look like him.
And I think the time before it was Ben Cousins, wasn't it? For Ben Cousins, a rock opera.
That's so right.
It's been a few incarnations, but look, the company took a massive leap forward a couple of years ago when Sarah Young came on as company manager, and she's really made the company look in a whole lot of different directions, and so that we're now not only producing our own work, but we're also facilitating the work of other companies, and we're doing that by 2019 we went very quiet. That's because we moved into our own venue, the Cracked Actors Theatre, which is in the Powerhouse building on Albert Park Road.
Yep.
And we spent the year sort of like removing cobwebs and painting floors and, you know, decking out the foyer and getting ready for our grand opening, which happened on December 15th last year. Can't believe it's almost a year ago. And Josh Burns, the local member, came down and cut the ribbon and opened it up. And we started off by doing our Summer Readings Festival, which was curated by Sarah and myself. And we ended up premiering like 16 different Australian writers' new works. And we thought we'd produce one for Melbourne Fringe this year. Long story short, we ended up like committing to produce about three or four of them, including Billy Loves Cha-Cha for Midsummer by Noel Anderson. And then we got hit by COVID.
That and thing.
The hard work really started. I can honestly say we've worked harder this year than we have ever worked to keep our heads above water.
Yep.
And luckily we've had some great artists behind us. But I will just say, if it weren't for Sarah Young, we wouldn't be here now. She has not only kept us in contact and kept the hopes of all of our co-producers or the producers we facilitate alive, but she's also produced a magazine called Cat Chat, where we produce artwork and poetry and send it out to thousands of people to promote the work of other artists too. So it's been a hell of a year, but we're hoping that everyone will get behind the Cracked Actors Theatre and support us with our incoming producer, which is Seventh Floor Theatre. Got to be clear, Cracked Actors is not producing Where's My Money, it's Seventh Floor Theatre.
That's right.
Who are a really exciting group that started a couple of years ago. And they've actually done this play a couple of times before.
Okay.
At the Borough. Have you been down to the Borough?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not sure what's happening there now. Hopefully they're going to be back too. But this play was a smash hit. It was an absolute smash hit. So it was a no-brainer for us to, you know, facilitate it and to bring these guys in. And, look, they've been locked and loaded and ready to go all year. We felt that our responsibility is to our audience and first, and then our artists, because they've all been out of work. And and these guys have been great. They've been rehearsing over Zoom the whole time. They've been, you know, keeping it fresh, keeping it alive, and they're just raring to go.
Matthew, how many people can you have in the theatre? Is it, you know, did that change again today or by the time you open? Or
there's $64 million question. Look, I'll tell you what today did do. Today created another 100 or so hours worth for us to do this week. As we, you know, the announcement is great, and it's very quick and easy to, seemingly easy to comprehend. But behind the announcement come the guidelines, and the guidelines are a lot more detailed than the announcement. So, yes, it would be lovely if our capacity is 120. But we've been working towards the limit of 20, and we have to put the safety of, you know, not only our cast, crew, front of house, back of house staff, and our audience first. So, you know, things like we're not exactly sure yet whether the 1.5 metre rule will still apply. We are fairly certain that we'll be bound to a maximum of 25%, the full capacity at an absolute maximum.
Yep. How many is that percentage? And you're like, if you've got 150, have you worked that out yet? I can't.
So in theory, it could be 30, but then you've got to take into account that we've got to be 5 metres from the stage as well.
Right.
So with all that in mind, it's looking like it could still be 20 or thereabout, which in some ways is just fine by me because we are the first up. Yep. And we want to make sure that everything works seamlessly and perfectly.
Yeah, well, it's so great that you are getting it up. You know, because like, when I was looking at it and I was going, hold on, it's not online. This is in a theatre, and I'm going, how are they doing it? You know, like, and it was a few weeks back that I was locking this interview in, and I was thinking, I don't know whether, you know, like, say something goes wrong, which you would just have to scrap everything, I suppose.
That's right. And look, you know, and I hate to say it, but, you know, we saw what happened in South Australia last week. Anything could happen. And psychologically, you know, it does take its toll, you know. But as I said, our commitment is to our audience, our artists. And look, this is how we make our living. We want to work, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Matt, I've just got an important message, and we'll be back in about 30 seconds. You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine.
Victoria needs great teachers, people who will make a difference. Become a teacher to lead us into the future and inspire who comes next. Make a difference. Teach the future. Learn more at vic.gov.au/teach-the-future. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Joy sponsor.
And we are back. And we're back with the wonderful Matt Walsh, who's artistic director of Cracked Actors Theatre. And they're putting on the play at a powerhouse on the lake at Albert Park. I actually walked around the lake only the other day, Matt. And it's Where's My Money? Now, why was this such a hit, Matt? Tell us, let's start talking about the play. Why did it work, and why did you jump all over it?
Look, we went to see it in the Borough, and how would you... It's a vicious black comedy, and it pulls back the layers of capitalism and plays the tender underbelly of modern relationships. Well, that's how the director Hayden Burke describes it, anyway. And look, it's got everything in it. It's greed, lust, fight scenes, high comedy. It dissects the business of love and marriage, and it's got full of wit, acidic one-liners. Have you heard of John Patrick Shanley?
Yep.
I mean, you know, what a writer. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner. Yep. You know, he won the Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay for Moonstruck, and this is just the kind of escapist, suspenseful production that people need right now. You know, it's a cracking night out at the theatre. It's no sort of, you know, you're not going to leave, you know, feeling sad or morose or anything like that. You're just going to be walking out going, wow. And the actors are amazing as well. Look, you've got like Lawrence Young. Have you heard of Lawrence Young?
Yes, yes.
Australian Shakespeare Company guy. And this kid's got like a cult following. I mean, as soon as we put his picture up on Facebook, we had like girls and guys from everywhere going, oh my God, Lawrence is in this, you know, and like they've all jumped on and bought tickets straight away. And then there's Alexander Lloyd as well. You know, I know him from film mostly, like A Second Chance and Awoken. And I mean, this guy is like oozing charisma and he's a real class act as well. Look, we just love this cast. We love, look, the three founders of Seventh Floor are quite an amazing group as well. You've got, like, Hayden, who I mentioned. The play itself was originally directed by Ben O. Mm-hmm. You know Ben O?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, so it's got all of that kind of physicality that Ben brings to all of his shows and that kind of pace.
Yeah.
But Hayden's taken on the mantle of kind of a manager-director since then, and I suppose, you know, like just been so masterful at keeping it fresh and, you know, bringing a new cast together. They're all understudying each other's roles as well.
Oh, okay.
To make sure that,
and how many, Matt, how many are in the cast?
So there's Heather, there's Hayden Burke, Lawrence Young, Claire Hayes, there's six.
Six? Okay.
Six all up.
Yeah. And they're, yeah, you know, like they're, you know, like learning other people's parts as well as their own.
Yeah. Even Claire Duncan, who's the stage manager, is studying a couple of the of the girls' roles. You know, just in case, God forbid, something were to happen.
Yeah.
You know, she'll be ready to step in. And so what these guys have brought is this energy, this kind of like, enigmatic, explosive energy to it, and it's just go from start to finish, and like it's just visually spectacular as well.
And what about the theatre? You know, like how does that work? Because you know, like it never really was a theatre space in a way, was it?
But believe it or not, there had always been this black box theatre in the middle of the Powerhouse building that I never knew about either. I was walking around the lake just like you all the time thinking, gee, that'd be a good place for a theatre. And then somebody I'd met who was a member of the Lord Summers Camp and Powerhouse said, yeah, you know, there is an actual theatre in there, and they've been using it as a dance studio.
Oh.
And look, one thing led to another, and we got talking with Tim Ryan, who's the CEO at Lord Summers Camp and Powerhouse, and you know, we told him about our project, and he was happy for us to come in as tenants, and we did the place up, and yeah, it's always been there. It needed a fair bit of work,
right?
And we took down the grid, we put it back up, and we've redesigned it, and we're still working on it. It's still an ongoing thing. Look, the building itself has its limitations, and I know, and you know, we're involved too in trying to help them get some funding from the government, just to make the building itself more accessible.
Yep.
At the moment, because there's no lift access, for example. And so, you know, we've been sort of helping them to stir up the community to get a bit of support to do that. And that's the only limitation for the theatre itself, so far as we're concerned at the moment, is that unfortunately we have no lift access.
Mm.
But apart from that, it's a black box theatre. It's a huge stage. And you see, this brings me back to the question you asked about, you know, artistic director. Why are you an artistic director? Well, it's because of what we do and the way that we facilitate other productions. We curate a season and we invite any independent producer who's listening and who would like to have their play put on at the Tract Actors Theatre to send us their submission. And we don't hire the space out. We facilitate the production by providing backup in a number of different ways. Publicity, of course, we what else do? We supply rehearsal space, and a whole host of other things to really make.
The one thing I've got to ask you though, Matt, is that the finances. You know, like, have you got any, you know, like grants or anything? You know, like, how, or have you got some good sponsors or something? You know, like, how do you make something like this work? I'm always fascinated because it's such a hard business, isn't it?
It is. And look, it is hard graft. It is self-funded. We have had some fantastic support from Creative Victoria this year through their Sustaining Creative Workers Program. That's for the dramaturgy work that we do, that we've been doing with some of the artists that won categories in the summer readings, 2020. So they chipped in a little bit for us to be able to keep those programs going, but we are unfunded. The best way that we can get support is by selling tickets and by people coming along to see our shows, because that's what we rely on to make a dollar. That's the way it is for now.
All
those sponsors and grants are always welcome to.
Exactly. Yeah. And now's the time. Anyone out there, if you want to support the arts, do they need the money right this moment? But the thing that really frustrates me for you, Matt, is that you're saying that, you know, you've got a theatre that holds 150 people, and you might be able to squeeze in 30, but it'll probably
120.
You're only going to be able to have 30 or 20 in the theatre, but you're not going to make any money.
No. But as I said, we do have a commitment to our artist, to Seventh Floor, the incoming producer, to Play Six, which is coming up after Seventh Floor, and Burnham Wood Theatre, who is a theatre company associated with that, and to our audience. We have to keep going. And you see, the thing about theatre is it's all about the moment. And once the moment's gone, it's gone.
Yep.
You can't play Hamlet when you're 55, when you could. Well, I might give it a go. But if you miss your chance, you miss your chance.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And all these wonderful things, but we've done things on Zoom and which is all wonderful, but it's not theatre. It's a new art form, and it's not a very evolved art form yet. it'll get there. It'll get there, and it's exciting to be a part of it. We like any kind of new art. But these artists that are ready to go now deserve to have a chance, and we're happy to provide that chance.
Well, that's fantastic on your behalf. The play's called Where's My Money? It's being performed at Powerhouse on the Lake at Albert Park, and it's on from the 1st of December to the 4th of December.
We've actually extended it by a week. If you want to jump onto trybooking.com /event/cat, the date is now out till the 20th of December.
Okay.
So you can buy yourself a Christmas present, buy a group of four.
Right.
You can buy a group of 10. That might change after that. You might have, but that link again is trybooking.com/event/cat. And we would love to see you there.
Or if that was all too hard, if you're driving around, just Cracked Actors Theatre will, if you just Google that, you'll find all that information anyway, won't you?
Absolutely.
Yep.
You'll find it there. Cracked Actors Theatre.
Yep. So Matthew Walsh, lovely speaking to you. You're so passionate. I love the passion that you bring to the table. So congratulations on that, and I'll break a leg with this production.
Thank you so much, David. I'll pass that on to Seventh Floor and all the cast and crew, and we can't wait to see you on the media night.
All right. See you later.
Take care, David.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.